low introductory rate, but you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get. With the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card, sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
We are about ready to get this game started. It'll be Anna Grace Foreman jumping center for Mount Tom. Harrison will be Clara Dozier. Ball is up in the air. Then the tip is controlled by the Lady Bombers. They are moving right to left in this first half. And immediately Hannah Pfeiffer shoots a three on the left wing. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. And she'll throw it back out to Pfeiffer. She goes cross court to Husky, who has it on the right side. She dribbles up between the circles. Gives it over to Martin. Emma Martin, that is, on the right wing. She's going down into lane for the layup. Her shot was blocked, and the ball comes to the hands of Caroline Cecil. Back comes Harrison. 30 seconds into this contest as Harrison has their first possession of the night. Looks like Mount Sonoma a man-to-man to start. Here is Horn for the Lady Goblins. She has it on the right side. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she finally gives it to Dozier up at the top. Ball goes over on the left side. Parker, she's dribbling toward the top. Now goes to the right wing. Walker right there on her. Now she will throw it right there on the wing to Knight. Ball goes back to Parker. Up top now to Horn. Horn throws it over on the left side to Cecil. Cross court now to Dozier. Back over on the left side to Horn. Horn will dribble up between the circles. Ball goes now over the left side to Cecil. Right there on the wing with Knight. She's trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. She will give it to a cutting Parker, who's going finds a Knight back in the lane for the layup. Good. Harrison strikes first, 2-0. Little over 6.5 minutes left in this opening quarter. Here's Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Harrison in a man-to-man as well. Ball goes over on the right side to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the long three. Good. Hannah Pfeiffer puts Mount Sonoma on the board, and it gives the Lady Bombers her first lead, 3-2, 6-11 left in the first quarter. Parker into the front court for the Lady Goblins. She has it between the circles, now dribbles to the left elbow, finds Knight just inside the three-point line. She puts up the jumper, no good, and a foul will be called on the rebound on Harrison. That will be on Lane Horn, her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Goblins here in the first half, 5:57 left in the first quarter as Mount Sonoma gets the ball back, leading 3-2. Here's Walker into the front court. Throws it to Pfeiffer on the right side. Thought about the three, now dribbles up to the top. Now goes back toward the right side. Gives it to Foreman on the elbow. Over to Martin, now to Walker on the left wing. Walker will drill up toward the top, gives it to Foreman there. Now over to Pfeiffer. She's going to try another long three. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer with all six of Mount Sonoma's points so far. 6-2, Lady Bombers leading at 5.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Here's Parker across the timeline for the Lady Goblins. Throws it over on the right wing to Cecil. Gives it there to Knight. Back to Cecil. Now to Horn. Horn will drill toward the right side. And now a foul away from the ball. I believe they're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with that foul. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one in the first half. One thing I failed to mention in the pregame, Mallie Tabor is dressed out for the Lady Bombers tonight. I don't know how much playing time she'll see, but Dale Leonard is planning on putting her into the game sometime after she has been out with that stress fracture. Ball's with Dozier. She's going down towards the lane, pulling up for the leaning jumper. May have been partially blocked, and Emma Martin's able to get the ball for the Lady Bombers. Here's Parker throwing it to Walker in the front court, and she'll set up the offense. Less than 5 minutes left in this first quarter. Mount Sonoma with the ball leading 6-2. Ball goes to Martin. Over to Husky on the right side. She tried to throw it to Foreman. Ball was knocked away by Knight. It will go out of bounds. Mount Sonoma will inbound it under their own basket with 4:46 left in this opening period. Again, it's a four-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Walker will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Trying to figure out where she wants to go. It finds Cunning Martin in the paint. Her layup was partially blocked. She gets the ball back, throws it out to Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer, good. And now Harrison's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:37 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mount Sonoma leading Harrison 9-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Harrison taking their first time out of the contest as Mountain Home has quickly jumped out to a 9-2 lead. All of Mountain Home's points come from behind the arc so far in this game. Dozier takes the inbound pass, throws it back to Parker, who will walk it into the front court for the Lady Goblins. Ball goes over on the right side to Dozier. Now she throws it up top to Horn, over on the left side to Cecil. Down on the low block, it goes. Putting up the layup off the glass and in was Parker. Good. 9-4, Mountain Home's 9-0 run. It has come to a halt with that layup. Here's Walker across the timeline. Throws over to Husky on the right wing. Has the ball knocked away. Foreman's able to keep possession for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Martin, who loses the handle of it for a moment, but gets it back. Now she's heading down towards the lane. Kicks it out to Pfeiffer in the left corner. She'll dribble out to the wing, throws it up top to Husky. Husky dribbles to the right wing, goes back up between the circles, gives it there to Martin, over to Pfeiffer near the left corner. Her three-pointer, good! Hannah Pfeiffer with 9 points already, all from behind the arc. All of Mount Holmes' baskets have come from the three-point range. 12-4, Lady Bombers leading it. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Ball was with Dozier. Now down to Cecil in the corner. She's going towards the paint, pulling up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Walker gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Husky in the right corner. Now kicks it up top to Martin. She's going to pull up for a three. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Parker for the Lady Goblins. 8-point lead for Mountain Home. A little over 3 minutes left in this first quarter. Ball goes over to Dozier on the right wing. And she was trying to throw it to Horn, who wasn't watching. Ball goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get back on the unforced turnover. And Mally Tabor has come into the game for the first time this season, actually. She will replace Anna Grace Foreman. Tabor is a 5'10 senior. And I believe Harrison had a couple of subs themselves. One is Kenzie Parker. I'll see if I can catch who the other one is in a moment. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She'll dribble toward the right side. Now it goes towards the free throw line. Kicks over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Her three-pointer, good! Hannah Pfeiffer is lighting it up in this first quarter already with 12 points. 15-4, Mountain Home leading it. 2:33 left in the first quarter. Here's Parker into the front court for the Lady Goblins. She has it on the right wing. Now it throws it up top to Kenzie Parker, who just checked in a little bit ago. And also now with Groberg, Marion Groberg, who also just checked in. She dribbled toward the lane. Now ball goes over on the left side to Horn. She dribbles up to the top, gives it to Knight near the right wing. Now she will throw it to Parker, to Bradley Parker. Goes up top to Horn now. Mounts on once again in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Kenzie Parker on the left side now. She'll dribble up between the circles. Now goes over toward the right elbow. Now dribbles out to the wing. Gives it over at the elbow to Groberg. Now ball goes to Horn in the right corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Gives it in the corner to Bradley Parker. She's going to pull up in the inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. Walker gets the rebound. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it to Pfeiffer, who tries another three. This one will not go. Ball's still loose as they're still trying to scramble for the rebound. And this time a foul is going to be called. I believe they're going to get Hannah Pfeiffer with that one. Or they're going to say it's out of bounds. Yeah, I guess they're going to say she was on the sideline when she touched that ball. Anna Grace Foreman checks back into the game, replacing Hannah Pfeiffer. And as for Harrison, Lane Horn will take a seat as she's being replaced by Michaela Campbell, a junior on the Lady Goblins squad. Campbell with it on the right side, gives it there to Bradley Parker. She's hanging down towards the paint, now kicks it out to Knight. Up top, it goes to Groberg. Her jumper just inside the three-point line, good. Marion Groberg with her first field goal of the night. 15-6, Lady Bombers leading it. A little over a minute left in this first quarter. Here's Walker into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws it over to Martin on the right wing. Now she'll give it up top to Tabor. Over to Husky near the left corner. She takes the screen, heads towards the paint, going up for the layup, off the glass, and in. Peyton Husky with 5 points. That's the first field goal that wasn't a three for Mountain Home. 17-6, Lady Bombers leading it. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Here is Briley Parker with up the top. She's heading down towards the lane, going for the running jumper. Rolls around, does not go. Walker gets the rebound for Mountain Home. She's quickly back into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gives it to Martin on the left side. She'll dribble up to the top. 26 seconds left. And Mountain Home looks like it's going to hold for the last shot of the period. Martin will dribble to the right side. Gives it there to Husky. Now Husky's dribbling towards the top, throws it to Walker. She has it now between the circles. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Getting an 11-point lead for Mountain Home. Walker picks up a dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Tabor. 5 seconds left. Tabor will dribble to the top. 2 seconds. They're going to have to put up quickly. They're not going to get the shot off in time, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Harrison 17-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.